Moritz Julius Bonn, The Education of a Liberal, About Attending Synagogue in Honems, from his autobiography Wandering Scholar, 1949.
The most effective part of my education was religion. In company with two other boys, I had a few private lessons in biblical history from a worthy but extremely inefficient teacher. I heard a little at home, and in the holidays, I went to the synagogue with grandfather. I liked the plaintive melodies, and I was riveted on the Day of Atonement, watching old Henry Wellnamed, this was actually his name, taking the ram's horn with deliberation from under his silk bandana and blowing it to announce the day of fasting was over. He had few teeth left, and he had tried several times before he managed to wheedle a raucous wail from the instrument. I was on tenderhooks, for if he failed, we had to stay on while the Gugelhopf and the coffee waited for us to break the fast. But the regular Saturday service was a trial to me. I was terrified that I might be called up, as the other boys were, and seated on a little stool, holding up the Torah to be unrolled. I need not have been frightened. Not having been confirmed, I could not be admitted to this honor. The fact that religion was not rammed down my throat has saved me from that violent, anti-religious, not merely anti-church sentiment which animated so many of my contemporaries. I have always approached religious problems in a respectively detached, impersonal way. I've had to worry about the meaning of life and the sense or senselessness of the world as much as other people have, with the same inconclusive results, I suppose.